thank the many staff at the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension who worked on this case. The staff.
So Keith Ellison taking a victory lap after the conviction of Kim Potter. And this is... It really is sad. This is the verdicts. This is cut seven and go.
Miss Potter, please rise. I'm now going to read your verdicts as it will appear in the permanent court records of Hennepin County. In the matter of State of Minnesota versus Kimberly Potter, court file number 27 CR 21 7490, we the jury on the charge of manslaughter in the first degree while committing a misdemeanor on or about April 11, 2021 in Hennepin County, State of Minnesota, find the defendant guilty. And the verdict was agreed to at the hour of 11:40 a.m. and signed by the jury person on 12/23/21. The verdict on count two is we, the jury, on the charge of manslaughter in the second degree, culpable negligence on or about April 11, 2021, in Hennepin County, State of Minnesota, find the defendant guilty. And that verdict was agreed to at 10:30 a.m. on 12/21/21. Members of the jury, is this your true and correct verdict? So say you won, and so say you all.
Yes.
There you have it. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, there is a brass band playing on the steps of the courthouse, even as we speak, as they are celebrating this conviction. Kim Potter will not be home for Christmas because she was her bail was revoked by Judge Regina Chu. What do you make of all of this? And I know whether you agree with the verdict or disagree with the verdict. 12 jurors of her peers guilty on both counts.
Yeah, it's a tragic story, Kevin. Certainly, we all, I think most of us at least, have empathy, and we've all made mistakes. We've made big mistakes in our jobs, and the unfortunate thing with her, I mean, being a police officer and having a weapon or multiple weapons in her case, and she grabbed the wrong weapon. And it's unfortunate because she went out there to try to protect the public and ended up making the biggest mistake of her life. And unfortunately for her, she's going to have to pay for it. And like you say, 7 years, and they may even ask for more. And with the victory lap that they're obviously taking in the media and the attorney general there, who knows? They may get more than 7 years.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, and I need to get to a break here, but the one thing that is incredible for me is watching this. And if I'm a cop in Brooklyn Center or Minneapolis or any of the suburbs there, this is not a very cop-friendly area. Derek Chauvin, I believe, was convicted in the same courtroom right there where Kim Potter was convicted. It's not a good place for cops. Recruiting cops must not be very easy in Minneapolis. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:31, as we check things out on area freeways, the eve of Christmas Eve, we're looking at some moderate flows right now on the 15. Southbound at Sahara, northbound at Charleston. There is some right shoulder activity. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain. Overall, you're averaging about 50 miles per hour through the resort area. No delays to speak of on the Southern Beltway right now. Northern Beltway looks good. US 95 is rolling along, but you're going to hit those lane restrictions downtown, so do expect it to take a little longer to get through there. Only two lanes available on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The NCAA Football Oversight Committee meeting today to discuss a possible replacement for number 23 Texas A&M in the Gator Bowl against number 20 Wake Forest. The Aggies dropped out of the New Year's Eve game because of COVID-19 issues. As far as the college football playoff semifinals, if a team is unavailable to play because of COVID-19 issues, the game will be forfeited and the available team will advance to the championship. Number 1 Alabama set to face number 4 Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl, while number 2 Michigan battles number 3 Georgia in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Eve. One bowl game on Wednesday at the Armed Forces Bowl, Army with a 24-22 win over Missouri. 3:30 Eastern today, the Frisco Football Classic. Miami of Ohio squares off with North Texas. 7 Eastern, the Gasparilla Bowl. UCF takes on Florida.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com this week only. Plus, new deals on stocking stuffers. Save through December 20th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it right now, 702-870-4000. I know he's going to be working hard over the holidays, and really good guy. And I love the folks of Peters Family Insurance. They are first rate. I want to pass along something that has been in the news just in the last couple of days. The Salvation Army. I don't know about you, but I don't see the Salvation Army out in as many locations as I normally do. The amount of money that they're raising is decreasing for some reason. Some of it may be COVID-related. Some of it may be controversy-related. I want you to hear this entire story from the mouth of Kenneth Hodder. He is the Salvation Army National Commander, and they are fighting back. This is cut number 5, by the way. Kenneth Hodder, the Salvation Army National Commander. Here it is.
A couple of months ago, my wife and I hosted Kenny Hsu and one of his colleagues from Color Rush United at our national headquarters for lunch. We knew they had questions about the Salvation Army, and we were happy to answer them. We shared some history, outlined the Army's beliefs, described its commitment to service, and even talked a bit about the deep personal satisfaction that my wife and I have found in our 33 years of ministry. Above all, we made it clear that the Salvation Army has never been about politics. We are not on the left, and we are not on the right. And despite the occasional attempts by pundits to use our reputation for their own political gain, we have always remained focused on one thing: to preach the gospel and serve people in the name of Christ. People always come first for us. That's never changed, and it never will. Yet in his recent opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Hsu has alleged that, quote, an internal coalition of woke ideologues, unquote, is endangering the Army's reputation. In an attempt to substantiate this odd claim, he cites a few sentences from a discussion guide on racism that was issued by the Salvation Army's international headquarters in London and later withdrawn. He never mentions that the guide was distinct from the Army's long-standing positional statement on the issue, or that it was for voluntary use among our church members. He blithely dismisses the Army's efforts to promote internal discussion of diversity, and then speculates that it's all been an effort to win corporate financial support. Ultimately, Mr. Hsu calls upon the Salvation Army to say that America is not a racist country. But we've never said otherwise. And why would we? We don't judge countries, just as we don't judge people. In recent weeks, Color Us United has engaged in a campaign to discredit the Salvation Army and dissuade the public from supporting our work. Frankly, these attacks have left me angry, not because of what they might mean for the Salvation Army, but because I know what they could mean to those who are hungry, to families who are at risk of losing their homes, and to the survivors of natural disasters. Mr. Hsu has also called for the Salvation Army to eliminate positions focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's not going to happen. The work of ensuring equal opportunity and treatment within the Salvation Army is far too important not to be intentional about it. The fact that any politically motivated group is working so hard to force a faith-based organization to conform to that group's chosen ideology should give pause to all reasonable individuals. In this case, Color Us United has misrepresented a short-lived discussion guide in order to fabricate political claims and further its own agenda.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm getting off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The first thing I'm gonna do is head to a local mall and find a and very simply put, find a red kettle and I'm gonna put $100 in. Just and I urge all of you to help. I've seen what they do. I don't believe somebody may have gone astray off the reservation, so to speak. But I'm going to tell you something. Salvation Army, I've seen firsthand the work they do, and it's amazing stuff. Stay where you are. More to do. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Any of you out there that have stopped giving to the Salvation Army because of this controversy? I just heard of this thing, gosh, a week ago I think it was, and it's horrible stuff. Now, did somebody screw up? Maybe somebody at the Salvation Army International screwed up. I don't know. But Salvation Army that I know has always been very much faith based, and they provide a service. And I love what they do. Have they tilted to the left? I don't know. I haven't been associated with them for probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. When I was with a radio station, I did a lot of stuff with the Salvation Army. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clark. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, on this show, we have talked a lot about the increase in crime all across our country and here in Nevada. And now even members of Congress are starting to see this increase in crime, this uptick. Even even in the halls of Congress. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has a story of a lawmaker from the state or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and even she has gotten caught up in this.
It's amazing. This is Representative Mary Gay Scanlon. She's a Democrat representative from Pennsylvania, from the Philadelphia area. And she was walking through FDR Park following a tour, which, by the way, included fellow Congress members.
Mm.
And she was walking to her car after the tour. This is 2:45 in the afternoon, broad daylight. She's just moments from her 2017 Acura MDX. I've been in those before. They're not bad. They're it's nice. But, hey, she was commanded at gunpoint to hand her keys over, which she did. And they were tracking her vehicle because it's a post-2014 vehicle, which has the all the vehicles have the GPS in it after that. So, in any event, they're following up on that. But she's okay. But the point to the story is, I mean, her government ID was in there, her cell phone was in there, all her contacts, all
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And all that was in her vehicle. So, but this is why it's such a bad idea to be a politician and say, hey, let's defund the police. Because after this happened, who do you think she called?
Yeah, she called the police. She better call the police.
Yes.
And the police, I'm guessing, probably, even as we speak, probably have found the car.
And she was physically unharmed. I mean, that was the good thing about it. And they say that they know where the car is. This is a new story, of course, but I don't know if they've recovered the car yet or not. But certainly it just goes to show how bad of an idea from the very beginning defunding the police was. But remember when they tried to blame the Republicans? The Republicans are the ones
yeah.
that want to defund the police because they didn't want to vote for a lot of other measures, which that seems to be what the Democrats do now. If they have power, they just put 10 years worth of legislation in one bill. Why go through the hassle when you can just do it all at once? And that's what they're trying to do.
Well, and I'll tell you, Jim, one of the things that just absolutely gripes me to no end, and that is this notion of defunding the police. And we don't do it when inner cities are being ravaged and they're being burned to the ground. We don't talk about, you know, that. We talk about defunding the police, but we talk about refunding the police when it happens to a member of Congress. And that's why it's so sad.
Now, that's an excellent point, but I just saw in the RJ Today, there was a person who was arrested 5 times in the state of Nevada this year, since July, and he's a 6-time felon in California. And you have, at some point, you have to ask yourself, how in the world does this guy continue to get out on no bail or out on the street? Because obviously he's a lifetime criminal.
Yeah. Well, that's something that we're going to be talking about, I think, especially if the Republicans get control of the House and the Senate in the midterms coming up next year. I think that's going to have to be front and center, a part of the election campaign. Hey, if you want law and order, then you better be voting Republican. If you want people like a guy that is a 5 or 6-time convicted felon, he should be in jail. He should not be running free.
It's just so ridiculous, isn't it?
No, it really is. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas alongside as we get you set for what I think is going to be a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I'm planning on traveling, just for the record. I'm going to be traveling on Christmas Day. I'll be coming back to town on Tuesday of next week. We're going to be on Best Of tomorrow. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Pat Casal will be joining you from this seat. And I'll be back on Thursday of next week. So it's a weird holiday because of the way it falls and the way the airlines are being did you know that they want to they want to charge me like $1,000 to go from here to Kansas City? I mean, the airlines, gosh. It's getting a tad expensive. Stay where you are. More to do is and by the way, you want to join us, you want to be a part of our show on this Thursday before Christmas edition, you can. 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC.
Dollar Loan Center.
At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different, way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call, and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money, sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning, 11 a.m., that's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'll probably get there over the course of the next 3 or 4 days. Always good to find out that people are still having fun. Even in the midst of a pandemic, we can still come together and have fun. I thought it was great. The president sat down yesterday with David Muir from ABC News, and one of the questions that he fielded was about running again. This is Cut 1, the president and David Muir.
I want to ask you about something I asked weeks before the election when we sat down. You said you would absolutely serve 8 years if elected. Do you...